In 1966, Time magazine asked, "Is God dead?" Now best-selling author Eric Metaxas takes that famous question and turns it around when he asks, "Is atheism dead?" In his bestseller titled, "Is Atheism Dead?" Metaxas offers a provocative answer as he shows atheism to be not only implausible and intellectually sloppy, but also demonstrably ridiculous. Get your copy of "Is Atheism Dead?" available now at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Well, hello and good evening once again. Welcome, America. Hey, you know the voice. My name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne from Brunswick, Ohio, the great state of Ohio. Before we get going, allow me to introduce our panel. Tonight we have none other than the lovely Elaine Connelly. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
And we got lovely Lisa here. Good evening, Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Randy Gay over here. Good evening, Randy.
Hey, be blessed. No stress, everybody.
In the back, we got Frank and Eric running the telephones. And, hey, we got a guy spinning in style, baby. Mr. Style is back there keeping us on the air. Last but definitely not least, the walking encyclopedia from the Show Me State, none other than Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening. Pleasure to be here. We've had a good week, and let's remind everyone this is Pledge Week. We are trying not only to maintain, we are trying to get ahead so we can help get a big, large matching donation, about $25,000 if we can match it, and we can maybe go back on some of the stations that we were taken off on.
Amen.
So we've got a lot to do, Coach.
You got that right. What we're going to do is we're going to let Randy make an announcement. And then when we come back, Joe, but first that, I just want to commend you for an outstanding job you did with what limited time. You know, it's really hard for any of us on Pledge Week to try to preach and teach because we have to do it in paragraphs because we have to stop and take all the breaks. But you should probably get with Pastor Sanders and redo another week of what you've been doing this past week because it's been phenomenal. But so when we come back, I'm going to have you read the first 14 verses in Deuteronomy, and then I want you to comment on those, and then I'll do
Deuteronomy which?
Deuteronomy 28 when we come back.
Okay.
But when we come back after Randy's done, I'm going to read a small list, and then you're going to read yours, and then I'm going to clean it up from 15 to 28. So, Randy, take it away.
All right, sure. And also, I'd like to add that we have two men on our permanent staff here whose names mean something. We have one that's Frank and one that's Ernest, so we wanted to certainly give a shout-out to our Frank in the back as well. Now, tonight, what I'd like to do is that we really need to close this out, and I'll be honest with you, if we'd like to try to close out the week, these next two nights, tonight and tomorrow, with 20K, and we can do that. We've done this before. So I'm asking everybody, would you, and if you can, please, keep in mind what a pledge is. A pledge is a future commitment. April will not start until the 17th of next month. So if you're a first of the month type person, I know I am with my pension and things like that, then that's normally when I give. So I want you to keep in mind that it doesn't mean you have to have it tonight. And keep in mind that no amount is too small, that the bulk of the contributors to our ministry, the backbone of the whole, the people that are our benefactors, is based on $20 and under contributions. So just because you might have, as I called it, the disease that I have in my house a lot, Mafunzalo. Just because you got Mafunzalo doesn't mean you can't give something. Okay,
Buck, I leave for him, Joe.
Okay, now with that, tonight I'm going to give the mailing address for the bashful benefactors. For the people that are bashful, that want to be anonymous, that kind of want to do it on their own, you can go to wrwl.org, and that's wrwl.org. You can do that all by your high lonesome, if you will. And then the other thing you can also do is that if you want to mail it in, it's WRWL Ministry. The address is, and I'll slow down because people said I'm saying it too fast, it's WRWL Ministry, and it's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, and that's Newberry, Newbury, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Now, obviously, you can call in if you want to call in and use a credit card or something like that. Please go to 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or else you can go to 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. I'll try to say the addresses more tonight, and I'll say them slower tonight. And keep in mind, if you would, get your pen and paper now, because we're going to give you out a number of numbers. Elaine's going to give you her number, and then we've got a number of other people. So you may want to have a pencil and paper handy tonight. Please call us now. The phones aren't ringing, and obviously this is how we stay on the air, and we only have, in essence, two more nights, and that's counting tonight and tomorrow, and we really, really need you. And first, I want to praise you and thank you, because you all have been a blessing to us. I'm asking to those of you that have never given, why don't you give now? And the other thing we'd like to do is that, if nothing else, please contact us about getting on the mailing list for the newsletter. Some of you probably don't even know that we have a monthly newsletter, and it's professionally done, and it's very, very informative. It's as informative as the broadcasts are. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Coach.
All right, let's go. You know the routine. Come on, get on that train from the East Coast to the West Coast. Come on, let's go. We got a great show tonight. This is going to be a powerful show tonight. And tonight we're having a Texas barbecue. Pulled pork, ribs, brisket, coleslaw, potato wedges, or fries, along with house coffee and teas. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read you a list to paint the picture in the theater of your mind, and then Joe is going to turn around and read verses 1 through 14 from Deuteronomy chapter 28. So if you have your Bibles, get it. Now, whenever you're listening on the radio, when people are talking, it's like the theater of your mind opens up, and here's the images. Now, check this out. I took the time, and I've been working on this list. I call tonight's show America, the World Today. LGBTQ, homosexuality, lesbians, drag queens, transgenders, sex perverts in powerful places in the Democratic Party and government. Legalized gambling has exploded in America. People would rather go to casinos instead of churches. Cussing, foul mouth, F-bombs among all people, young and old. Our youth have become sexually active at early, early ages. Our education system is a cesspool of mental health and filth. Evolution has become the devil's religion in the schools and universities. Abortion is nothing but murder on demand, killing innocent babies. Recreational drug use has exploded. It is now a disease. Liars are everywhere. Does anyone tell the truth anymore? Alcohol consumption has exploded. Wild, drunken behavior. The bars, taverns, pubs, parking lots are full on Friday, Saturday nights. The belief in God of the Bible is fading. It's fading away. Church attendance in real churches are dwindling. Our inner cities have become death camps. Homeless tent cities popping up in major cities all across America. Rape, murder, violence, gangs continue to increase. Pedophilia, child sex slaves, prostitution has doubled recently. Record drought, record floods, record snowfalls, record wind speeds, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes have suddenly increased. The King James Bible is now versing the modern Bible verses. America is now run by anti-God government. Not to mention chemtrails, artificial skies being sprayed. This is America today. But now let's see what God had to say. Job 1 through 14, chapter 28. I want you to read 1 through 14 and then comment on those verses, please.
Well, the simple title is The Blessing of Obedience.
Amen.
The blessings, plural. And it shall come to pass, as thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thou be thy basket and store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in the storehouses, and all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruits of thy body, in the fruits of the cattle, in the fruit of the ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven shall give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow, America.
Amen.
The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Now, as I was teaching earlier this week, most of the things that God applied to Israel, you can take and put America in place of the word Israel.
Amen.
Because the founding fathers saw America as the promised land for Christians, where, you know, there was the promised land for the Jews, for God's chosen people. When they rejected God, he went to the Gentiles, went to us, the heathens. And so when we look at this, we can say the same thing. This is what God said to his people. Well, now we, who call ourselves by his name, the Christians, we are his people. And as I look through this, you know, it does apply everything to America.
Yes.
It is so clear, the blessings that he will give us if we put our faith and trust, which is what the founders, you know, put their faith in him to help them through the revolution. They prayed and asked for his help to write the Constitution. And as you see these things where as a nation, we shouldn't be borrowing from China. We've
Amen.
Borrowed trillions Amen. Of dollars from our enemy. We've done some of the stupidest things, and we have given up our leadership because we have given up our fact. Coach, one of the couple of great historians wrote, America, this common belief in the word liberty, meaning you can do anything you want, but the founders, liberty and happiness were very different. It was actually following the ordinances of God, because their rights and freedoms came from God, that to have these things, that liberty was a pursuit of moral ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a orderly idea of life, orderly liberty, and not just doing whatever we please. It's not self-fulfillment, but it's living a good and righteous life.
Yes.
Under what? The Ten Commandments of God.
Yeah.
So that's a huge change, a huge difference, isn't it, Coach?
Oh, big time, big time. You see all the blessings that God says, if you hearken unto me and you serve me, you bow your knee to me, you fear me, you follow my statutes, man, I will make you the nation of the strongest. And at one time, America was the most prosperous, the most powerful. We were the moral nation. And then
when we were good.
Yes.
Yeah, when we were good, we
yes,
were.
Yes, yes. Now, I'll pick up in 15 to 28. But now, since we've got the Democrats in office and we got the rhinos and the people that turn their back, check this out. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Tent cities, homeless city, crops failing. Cursed shall be thy basket in the store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of the sheep. Cursed shall be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursings, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thou hand unto do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of thy wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord, not the devil, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until it consume thee off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord, not the devil, shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with the blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be as brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be as iron. That's not burning of fossil fuels, ladies and gentlemen. That's not carbon footprint. That's not your chainsaws, your lawnmowers, your boats, your motorcycles, your cars, your trucks, your diesels. That's because you've turned on God and he shut your heavens off. Joe Biden, you Democrats, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From the heavens shall it come upon thee until thou be destroyed. Look at around the globe, Africa and all the nations that follow voodoo, witchcraft, and other doctors. They can't grow crops. They can't get rain. Read the Bible. Whose God do you follow? The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And thou shalt be removed into all the kingdom of the earth, and thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the field, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emeralds, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of the heart. Ladies and gentlemen, as you look across the cities, Randy, Joe, Kyle, Elaine, and all yous out there listening, it's not Weather Channel. It's not Discovery Channel in history. It's not MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, BBC. It's not the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Dallas Star, whatever city you're in. It's whatever state you're in. It's not the major newspapers that's telling you it's climate change. Look at our weather. Look at the floods. Look at the hurricanes. It's not. It's we've turned our back, as Joe taught all week. Our founding father set America on the God of the Bible, not Islam, not Hinduism, not Buddhism, not Jehovah's Witness, not the Mormons, not Scientology, not bowing down to statues, not rubbing prayer beads together and bowing down to Mary. It's on your knees, fearing God and obeying Him. Look at what's happened to America, Joe.
I was just thinking, we were talking a long time ago, how many people were killed in World War II. What a tragedy, and yet today we have 300 young people killed every day from fentanyl.
Yeah,
and more people have died from fentanyl in the United States than died from World War II combined.
Isn't that astonishing? Randy, you were going to say something.
Well, what I was going to say is that they were right about climate change. But the way God said
right.
The climate was going to change.
Right.
And so there was climate change. I mean, think about it. The rain is dust.
Right.
You know, you can't grow crops. So there was climate change, just not their kind.
Right.
And the only kind that they're going to see warmer is going to be in eternity.
Hey, they want homosexuality. They march in the streets. We want to kill our kid. We demand our body. So here's a question that none of you's ever, in my 16 years on this radio, when I sat in with Joe and Al and everybody else, not one of you's ever picked up that phone and said and answered my question, what crime did that little boy or that little girl commit in its mother's womb to get the death penalty? No one's ever answered it. How many people have we killed?
Answers, but they don't answer the question. They go around it. And it goes back, if you look too, when it talks about verse 30, thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are parts there. And then thy sons and daughters shall be given unto other people. There are states, you can now run to California, and a son or daughter can have a sex change there and be protected from the parents. We see so many of these things popping up there. Coach, we could spend
a night
on what's going on and going into this chapter and finding some of these things that God, the consequences of disobedience. Those are just two that I came up with.
Oh, yeah. It's good
and
stuff.
The lending going into debt and the borrowing and the interest rates. And and this nation is committing suicide because of the love of money. Greed, most of what's happening is people, greedy men, are willing to sell their soul to the devil to lie, steal, and cheat, hurt their fellow Americans, hurt their country, but enrich themselves. And we are destroying America through our own corruption. Crony capitalism is bringing us to our knees. Our own sin is bringing us down.
Joe, I got a few more in here. Check this out. Now, how many people do you know, folks, you out there listening, as you look around in your family, in your community, in places of work, the Lord, and I'm doing 28:35, the Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs, a sore botch that cannot be healed from the sole of thy foot to thy head. You've turned on how many stations on YouTube, and you found out on verse 38, thou shalt carry much seed out in the field and shall gather it little in, because what? The locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but neither shall drink of the wine nor the grapes, and the worms shall eat it. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all the coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, from thy shall cast its fruit. And so we go on to continue. If you guys continue reading 28, read all of it. I'll read you one more verse. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and the statutes in which he commanded thee. And Joe, you know this firsthand. Randy Lane, we've got a Democratic Party that said, hey, God, get the hell out of here. We don't want your God of the Bible, because your God of the Bible says two men can't take their clothes off and have sex. Two women can't take their clothes off and have sex. Two men, unmarried people, can't have sex. We don't want that God. We want to get drunk. We want to get high. We want to cuss. We demand killing our kids. That's what the Democratic Party has done to America. And look at our inner cities. Look at our schools and our youth today. Look at what God has pulled his hand back on America because the Democrats and all through our schools and universities and TV and Hollywood said, hey, God, get the hell out of here.
Well, verse 41, I've got to throw this in. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. They've gone into a captivity of wokeism. They've gone into a captivity of following the liberal, communist, socialist agenda, and so many families have now been torn apart and lost their children that they sent off to college. Their children are no longer laugh at them, mock them, don't listen to them anymore because they've actually been taken away by the dark side.
You're right, Joe.
That's what I'm saying. This chapter, we could do several things on. You go back when you talked about the locusts.
Yeah.
Last year, I think it was last year, I remember reporting they had the greatest locust problem that they'd had.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a year ago.
That's right.
It spread farther than it ever spread in before and lasted longer. And
blacked out the sun. It blacked out the sun. Hey, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, but here's three words I want to leave you guys with. Here's another thing that's happened in America. People really don't know what the word, three words I teach people for years, never, ever mess around with, is I love you. You don't use that for sex. You don't use that to manipulate people. You don't use that to get things from people. You don't use that to gain. Those are three words that should never roll off a man's mouth or a woman's mouth unless you know what the real definition of love means. When you say, I love you, for better, for worse, till death do us part, and to never cuss at each other, respect one another, do good to each other, encourage one another, lift one another up. With that being said, Randy's got a special song for all of you, so sit back and listen.
Well, actually, Pastor Joe had this song.
Pastor
but
Joe.
But this was to surprise him today.
It's okay. My fault, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's true. Trump won, and you know it.
Trump won. There's no doubt about it in my mind. I've said it all along. I'll tell you something really quick. Here's what happened last week. I'm watching TV and there's weird lights going on in the front yard. And what's going on? 9 o'clock at night. Next thing I know, there's one cop car. There's two cars parked in front of my driveway. And the next thing you know, there's another cop car. I got four cop cars. I'm like, that did it. Put my leather coat on, grab my stuff, my light to go out there, see what's going on. Here, they had a 76-year-old white male moron in my yard destroying my Trump sign, and a gentleman pulled in front to block the car, called the cops, a good Samaritan while I was in the house. The guy destroyed, I got pictures on my phone, destroyed, and he was walking around looking for the rest of my Trump signs. So thank God for a good Samaritan in Brunswick, Ohio, to get that 76-year-old left-wing moron. With that being said, let's take Reverend Moss. He's got something he wants to tell everybody.
Amen.
Hey, everybody. God bless you guys. We continue to pray for Pastor Ernie's healing and recovery. I just want to announce, and all of us here in Ohio know, that the left is trying to put on an amendment to the Ohio Constitution to allow abortion up to birth. But not only will that bill have that amendment has so many other things in it that they're not telling. It's going to strip any parent of their rights. They can't tell their children. They can't go to the mortuary. It's all also going to introduce transhumanism, all of this evil transgender mess, all of that stuff. And that's going to be a part of that. And many Ohioans don't know that this is coming. They were approved. And we're going to fight them. They have to get 400,000 signatures by July, and we're going to fight that. But in the meantime, I'm the president-elect for Right to Life Action Coalition of Ohio, and we are doing traveling town halls. We will go anywhere, a church, patriot groups, anywhere, and we'll take an hour and a half of your time and teach you all what we need to do, what you need to know to fight this scourge that they're going to try to push on the state of Ohio like they did in Michigan and in Kansas. And so all you have to do is call me or email me, and I will help set that up. This is Pastor Walt Moss, and I'm at 330-309-2900, 330-309-2900. My email address is walt51111111@aol.com. And you contact me, and I'll help set up a training or a town hall to come to your community, to your church, to your patriot group. But we got to get the word out. This is going to be on the November ballot, but we need to push back right now.
Pastor Moss, are you familiar that there's like 28 states right now that have a bill for infanticide? According to the ACLJ with Jay Sekulow, there's 28 states that's got bills going right now that they will be able to kill the baby after 28 days of birth?
Yes. I follow Jay too, yes. And that's such a sad state of affairs that all the adults here hate babies. And we want to kill babies, and that's how demonized people have become.
Well said. That goes back to the days of Baal, that a mother would carry a baby for 9 months and sacrifice it to the fire, to the devil. Joe, this is absolutely outrageous. How in the hell in America can grown adults sit around and say, you know what, I got this great idea. How about if we come up with a parent's bill that you can kill your baby after 28 days, the little boy or girl. Nowadays, these morons call it or an it. How did we ever become so depraved, Joe?
When we left God, it kind of like Alexander Solzhenitsyn was asked, how did that ever happen in Russia when he wrote his great work? And the answer was, well, they've forgotten God.
That's right.
Bart has forgotten God. And Pastor Walt, this is Pastor Joe Larson. I'm going to give you a call and talk to you later about coming on and doing a program with me next week.
Yeah, okay, that would be great.
But before you go, Pastor Moss, isn't it true, and Elaine, I know you would know this, isn't it true that Ohio this year has the big bill this year? We're like the only state, aren't we, that has one for this year, and everybody else is kind of in line for next year for the same thing?
Correct.
That's right.
Well, their plan is to, if they don't pass it this year, then they're strategizing for the next year.
Right. And the thing is that what we're doing this year in Ohio is we're trying to keep them from getting a toehold, then a foothold, then a stronghold.
You just had a local judge blocked, I think, some of this heartbeat bill.
Yeah, we did.
That was 3 months ago because the abortion clinics were about to close.
That's right.
Making money. And so he said it might be in the state constitution, women's right of privacy. So he said, well, I'm going to hold up the heartbeat bill. But really what he's doing was letting these abortuaries stay open because they weren't making any money.
And, Pastor, isn't it true that, you know, they have to get 400,000 signatures in order to get on the ballot, okay, in the fall? And the measures being backed by the Ohioans for Reproductive Freedom and Ohio Physicians for Reproductive Rights. But I just saw something this morning, and I printed it. It says a new pro-woman, pro-parent coalition called Protect Women Ohio has launched a multi-million-dollar television and digital ad campaign opposing an amendment that would remove parents from children's decisions about sex changes and abortions. This organization has vowed to spend $5 million on advertising in the state over the next 4 weeks for this first phase of its efforts to defeat the amendment. And basically, under their, this proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, and we cannot take that lightly, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut out of the biggest decisions regarding life.
Yes, and if this passes, the legislator can't. No one can do anything about it. So that's why we got to defeat it now.
And the amendment also says that we want to defeat, eliminates any current or future protections for minors requiring parents be notified and consent before their child undergoes a procedure like an abortion or sex change surgery. Ohioans must vote no on this dangerous proposal.
That's right. Thank you.
They want it as low as 14 for the age of consent now.
Let me interject something real quick.
Yeah,
Adam from Illinois pledged $1,000. Carla in Dallas pledged $100. Dane in Minnesota pledged $50. Richard in Michigan pledged $30. Paul in Texas pledged $50. Joe in New York pledged $100. Lynn and Kevin in New York, $200, and Anonymous pledged $100 in New York. God bless you, and thank you so much. Keep them phones going. You guys are great.
Amen.
And remember what the scripture says, give as you are able. God has not all blessed us with the same good looks, great voice, you know, or income. And being a pastor, I know what living on a modest income is.
And so that you all can go back to your program, I'd like to give out the numbers again. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And I'll say it one more time. 888-677-9673. The other number, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. I had to stop and catch my breath.
You did a beautiful
job. Also, you can also send in via mail WRWL Ministries or else online, WRWL.org. And if you're going to send us something in the mail, it's 14781 Sperry, S-P-E. RRY Road, SPERRY Road, that's Newberry, NEWBURY, Ohio, NEWBURY, Ohio, 44065. Please call us. No amount is too small. Thank you.
And Pastor Massa, I would like to ask all the listeners to use their own personal network. If you have friends or family contacts in the state of Ohio, please alert them to what's going on in our state regarding this, and we'd be happy to get the information to them. You gave out your number. I'll give out mine. It's 440-478-4073. 440-478-4073. Now's the time to be active. For those that really cannot physically go out and knock on doors or participate in their communities actively, you can pick up the phone and you can take your network and really make an impact.
And right, while you got your ink pens out, I get people out saying, well, Coach, you know, I listen in the radio with Ernie and all that, and I hear your TV programs, but I can't get them where I live. No problem. Here's what you do. Got a pen and paper. Write this down. BAT, B-A-T dot V-I-E-B-I-T dot com. That's BAT, B-A-T dot V-I-E-B-I-T dot com. That's batvibit.com. When you go to the website, scroll on the left-hand side and scroll down to, it says Public Access Channel. Click on the Public Access Channel, and there you'll see the fire report, and look for Dwayne Risco. I'm on the Fire and the Fire Report. Every one of my shows will be showed for 2 weeks, so there's always three shows up there, and the new shows keep coming. The Fire is Christianity. We deal with Once Saved, Always Saved, The Mark of the Beast, Cashless Society. We deal with great videos and stuff. And the Fire Report, I give you stuff about chemtrails, nutrition. You'll get Dr. Axe, Dr. Berg, Dr. Gooden, Dr. Hyman, all good information. So go to bat.vibit.com. And you can see what this crazy, skinny little white boy looks like. Have a good one. Next.
All right. That's all right. Hey, no, actually, it's over to Joe. It's over to Joe now.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Moss.
Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks, Pastor.
Now, Pastor Moss, you know we got to have you back next week. Yeah. You know that. So make sure you come back. All right.
Keep fighting the fight.
Yes, sir.
The lady that sang that song, and all you have to do, Natasha Owens, folks.
Yes.
Natasha Owens.
It's on YouTube.
And she's a Christian, award-winning Christian musician. And you can find that on YouTube. And I got it from the Gateway Pundit. And they said the FBI is perplexed right now on how to retaliate. They went on to say it's not clear how the FBI and the deep state are going to react to Natasha's forbidden speech. Surely they're holding meetings, playing social media.
Joe
clamp down on the heresy.
Joe, did they know you wrote the lyrics for that song?
I wish.
FBI going to come to your door, baby.
Oh, sure. Because that song has sold over 1 million copies in 2 weeks.
Wow.
2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'd like to see
the drugstores are going to run out of Pepcid.
Touche.
So it's a sign America now has some people who have the courage to fight back.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to do. We need to run to this battle. We need to fight the good fight of faith. We need to start being doers of the word instead of just sitting around and listening.
Amen.
Like the Lord said. But we've got several big breaking stories tonight when I hit. And the first one is there's new body cam footage of January 6th. And it shows Trump supporters, and I'll try and cut this short, obeying cops who were leading them out of the Senate chamber, thanking police. The video starts with an officer going, "It's time to go." The people mulling around said, "Okay, let's go, you know, let's go." And people are saying, "Thank you, roger that." And they were thanking them. You know, this is this violent insurrection. And this new stuff just shows, in fact, remember the guy that they thought was crazy with the horns?
Yeah.
Chansley. He's saying to the officers, "Well, thank you for your patience. We all really appreciate it." And they're saying, "Sure." They're answering him, you know, yeah, in the affirmative. So Tucker Carlson said this crafted, you know, January 6th narrative that the January 6th committee put out is total lie. And he said it's probably second only to the 2020 election as the biggest scam of my lifetime.
Nice.
And we talked the other night about why there had to be a January 6th
yeah.
to complete the Biden stealing of the election.
Did a good job on that.
And Pastor yep. Joe, that's a first for Fox because they've stayed away from the 2020 election all this time.
They didn't even touch the 2,000 mules.
Exactly.
That's right.
This is the first time that they start talking about it.
I wonder what... Did they tell Hannity that if you mention anything, you're off the air? Is that the kind of strings they pull? Because usually Sean would have the backbone in those guys.
Not really.
I think we've got to remember Fox is going through, I don't want to get in the weeds right now, but Fox is under a major lawsuit.
Right.
They're all sweating money, all kinds of stuff because of the election and some of the stuff that they did. They're being sued by that company that made the election machines.
Dominion.
They had to back off because they were all worried about their job and a really huge amount of money in a lawsuit.
Well, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox.
That's exactly right.
And when he retires,
his son, they
donated $20 million to the campaign to defeat President Trump.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, Nancy from Wisconsin pledged $50. Frank in Cleveland pledged $100. And Tom in Michigan, 100. Thank you so much. Pick up those telephones. I know we can hear from you. There's a lot of yous that never, ever gave. It's time for you to say, you know what? It's my turn. I want some rewards in heaven. I want to keep this show going because what these guests bring to the table with Pastor Sanders is phenomenal. You're not going to get it nowhere else. So pick up the telephones. Randy, give me a phone number.
Sure. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110 or 888-281. You guys are making me laugh. So 11.
It's Joe's fault. Joe's got me laughing too.
11-10.
All right. And remember, listeners, anybody that matches my pledge of $100, you get a free, complete integrative health consultation by me per phone. So my number is 440-478-4073.
What's the number again?
Say it again.
You make that.
440-478-4073.
There we go. Got it. All right, Joe, take it away.
Remember, we're all highly unpaid unprofessionals. No, we're professionals, but we have to have a little levity.
Well, that's the difference between, you know, what we're doing as Christian patriots and what the left is doing. You know, we have righteous anger,
right?
But we are communicating as our Lord would, and basically keeping our cools, challenging, talking truth, and some people in this world are waking up based on what they see the left doing because they're getting more and more radical and more stupid.
Do you remember what Jesus did in the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, they've got him as, you know, Jesus in this long robe. And, you know, people say to me, well, you know, my God is a God of love and he would never put nobody in hell. And my God would never talk bad to somebody. Really? Jesus turned around and said, and some of ye are of your father, the devil, the lust of that he does, ye will do also. When he went into the temple, he took them tables, brother, and he kicked them over and ran them out, took them cat of nine tails, and he was whacking people. Was that a peace-loving Jesus?
That's a righteous anger, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A man showing us that we can have that righteous anger. And that's why, as I was trying to get this story in about this videos that are coming out of January 6th, show how often the people coming in were peaceful, were polite, were thanking the police for leading them around. They didn't know they were sheep being led to slaughter,
that this was
a setup. And the more people are seeing this, they're getting mad, they're getting angry, realize they were being lied to, deceived. Remember, not telling the truth is a lie by omission. There's two kinds of lies. You commit a lie with a direct falsehood, or you know a truth and don't tell it, which is what the January 6th committee did.
they are lying. And Scripture has a couple little things to say. In Job, it said that ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. It goes on, he that worketh deceit, in Psalm 101, shall not dwell in my house.
Amen.
He telleth lies, shall not tarry in my sight. A false witness, a ruler, Proverbs 29, if a ruler hearkens to lies, Biden, all his servants are wicked. Look at the entire Biden cabinet.
Oh, my God.
When Biden can remember the lie.
Yeah.
If a ruler, he can't even remember.
Just give him another ice cream.
If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. And then in Isaiah 59, there's a dozen more, but I like this one. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. That Isaiah 59:4 is exactly what the January 6th committee has done. Now, I got a couple quick ones. I got to get this in. These banks, Aloha Suckers is a headline in the London paper.
What was the headline again?
Aloha Suckers.
I love it. Okay.
Silicon Valley Bank CEO is escaping to his $3.1 million hideaway in Hawaii after being fired. this guy, led this bank collapse. Anyway, he and his wife, they have this $3.5 million hot townhouse. But he had cashed out $3.57 million in stock just a couple weeks before the business folded.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Yeah. He's been there for a while. And so he runs out and leaves the 8,500-some staff members wondering if they're going to have a job. And then his chief financial officer sold off $500,000 just a couple of days before the collapse. And then I found out, the same thing is happening in other banks. First Republic, their executives sold $12 million in stock before the crash, the Silicon Valley crash. The chairman sold $4.5 million of First Republic Bank stock.
Were they Democrat supporters?
Yep.
Imagine that.
The officer sold $2.5 million in trade. These are woke banks, folks. They're wokers. And the, the head of their wealth management sold 73% of all his stock for $3.5 million. So they sold almost $12 million worth of stock this year just before the big collapse.
They're not going to be able to buy fire extinguishers in hell.
What do you want to bet that what's his name, Jim Cramer? Is that the guy? He advised on that, but I bet you he did.
I wonder how many kickbacks that fool gets.
You know.
And then, of course, like we mentioned, they gave $73 million to Black Lives Matter before they collapsed. Signature Bank gave $850 million to Black Lives Matter just before they collapsed.
You mean thousand?
No.
Million?
Oh, thousand on that.
Yeah, 800,000. Yeah, thousand. Yeah.
Then I found out there's another headline where billions and billions corporations have given astronomical dollars to BLM. The funds were used for luxury real estate, nepotism, giving people jobs, all kinds of stuff. It came down, get this.
They bought five houses with $30 million worth of the $92 million. I know that. They bought $5 million, and the one had a heliport for the helicopter they were going to get.
Total money, listen.
Yeah.
Sounds like something Kenneth Copeland would do.
BLM movement has received from woke businesses $82.9 billion for corporations.
Joe, we got to wrap it up. We got under 15 seconds to go. Hey, don't go nowhere. We need to hear from you. We got another great hour coming up. Yeah. My name is Dwayne Riscoll, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders. We pick up the telephone. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. Okay? We'll be right back after going to the top of the break.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.